purview of the coordinating committee, so you don't need to defer it to them. They would already figure out the cost, and the motion is to be, it's understood that it would be to keep the cost as low as possible, and that would, you know, that would all they would look into all of that, and it could be turned down at that stage. The reason for having this meeting, I also think there should be another in-person meeting at the beginning of next year, but I think it's important that we have a meeting this year because of what Joseph said, that you get so much more done when you have an in-person meeting, and I think that that is very important for us to do right now, so that we can get Pacifica on course before all these new people come in and have to relearn, have to learn everything from scratch. If we can get a lot done at one time and get a lot of decisions made about how we're going to do this, you know, this will help, an in-person meeting will help us come together and figure out what we have in common that will, that we can set in place so that when the new people come in January, it's just happening. We're making sure that payments are getting made. We're making sure we've got plans for how to do this, how to do that. And also the other thing would be to meet the new ED and get him up to speed right away. So, I mean, there's so many good reasons for having an in-person meeting.
Time.
Having the one in-person meeting that we're supposed to have this year that we haven't
Time.
Had yet. Thank you. Chair, this is Janet.
For the start.
This is Janet about the static. One second.
Alex Brandle for the stack, please.
Okay, I was taking 2-4-2 against Alex.
Chair, this is Janet about the static.
Oh, there's static on
the background.
I believe it's
Director Loffer who's phone needs to be
muted. Okay. Ken, could you please mute your phone, please?
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to mute my phone.
Oh.
Well, I can do it, but...
You do pound, pound. What you do, Ken, is you do pound, pound, six. And then
pound, pound, six.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait, and then when you want to unmute yourself, you do pound, pound, six again.
Oh, okay. Pound, pound, six. I'll do it right now.
For loop up, not for maestro.
Oh, that's
not
right.
Hello? Is that Ken?
Did that work?
Chair, that's for loop up, not for maestro.
Oh, I see. Okay. What is the... do you have a mute button on your phone, Ken? I see. Thank you, Janet.
Oh, I see what you mean. A mute button. Oh, you're right. I do.
Okay,
right.
Wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
Try it out. Go ahead, try it out. Thank you for me. Sorry to be so dense, Janet. I know what you're talking about now.
Okay, how was that?
It was good. I didn't hear anything.
What I have here is a fan. It's extremely hot here in New York.
Oh,
I have this fan. It has to be right on me. That's what you hear.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think the mute button worked, I think.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah.
Okay,
thank
great.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, we are going to go to a vote on this motion.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mansoor.
Since we have little time, is it possible, Alex Randall, to speak on this issue just because he hardly says anything about any issues? So I'm interested to hear his point of view. Thank you.
Would the board, willing?
Any objection?
Okay. Are we going to have one more for and against?
One second. Okay,
Chair,
yes, Janet?
Just a reminder, there are a number of time certains on this agenda.
Right.
and the time certain for the vote on this was 9:35, but there was an extension of 5 minutes.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, Alex. Please email your comments to us, if you would, please. Okay. So we're going to have a vote on this now. Any objections?
Yes, I object. Joseph objects.
Okay. So now we're voting whether or not to defer this to committee, to the coordinating committee, which...
And finance.
And finance.
Chair, do you want me to take the vote?
Yes.
Point of information before the vote, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
That wasn't the original motion.
Do we have the motion in writing?
Yes, the motion is in writing. It's on the
agenda.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Madam Chair, may I finish? Grace had a motion. I didn't receive it. Maybe somebody else received it. But I did not.
It's just to defer to the coordinating committee and the finance committee.
Can we have it in writing? Then it's not changes.
No, we're not going to take it in writing. Janet, I think you have that. We're going to go to a vote because it's time certain. Go ahead.
So, Chair, this is the motion to refer, not defer, to the coordinating committee and finance committee to investigate costs. That's what I have and what I would put in the minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave.
Pass.
Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Diaz.
Pass.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
No.
No. Lauffer.
Yes.
Yes. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Abstain.
Abstain. Travis.
Abstain.
Abstain. Voorhees.
Abstain.
Abstain. Washington.
Abstain.
One moment. Kesnave, you passed.
I vote no.
No. Diaz, you passed.
I vote no.
No. One moment. I have 8 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
That's 8 yes, 5 no, 5 abstentions.
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. This motion on the dates of an in-person meeting is referred to the Finance Committee and the Coordinating Committee for analysis. So the next motion to vote on is the motion on the location, and there's no time for any amendments or voting, debate. So actually it's not on the floor, so we can't vote on it. Never mind. Okay. So next item of business is the PNB committee reports, Q&A, and any motions that are that have been passed out of those committees. So I'm going to go down the line. Finance Committee, do you have a report? If you could Could you keep the remarks to 2 minutes?
The Finance Committee is still getting information. We've gotten very little information from most of the stations. We're still trying to get information at KPFT, so nothing solid. We have passed one motion out of the committee that is a parallel motion to the first motion that we're going to get from the Strategic Planning Committee, which is basically simply a motion to get financial information from all the stations on their practices so that for all the board members and the executive director and whoever he hires to do financial work so that we can have good information to go on and make good decisions. It's nothing really more complicated than that. And that's everything that's going on out of finance at the moment. I have sent a couple of requests to the executive director to ask information on loan covenants, and I'm still waiting for information back on that in the final form. That's it. Thank you.
Any questions for the Finance Committee?
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Is there any progress in terms of developing and approving budgets for the 7 units? If I remember correctly, the 2017 PMB did not approve, and the Finance Committee did not approve not one budget, correct me if I'm wrong. So when are we, what's up with that?
You're right. There haven't been any approved budgets last year. What we've been doing all this year is pressing all the various members of the Finance Committee to go to their stations and bring us a proposed budget. We do not have any final budget from any station that even in proposed form. And we're still working on trying to get the information. So, and we are specifically requested the executive director if there's any, you know, pressure that he can apply. But ultimately, it is the choice of the stations to provide us with those budgets. And again, we're back to operational procedures in the foundation that are dysfunctional. But it's not the Finance Committee's mission to change the as operations at stations, so we can't do that. Our job is to simply ask for and approve and review and approve the budgets from the stations, and it would actually take another action directly from the PNB or some other strategic planning, someone to talk about changes we need to make in the foundation. Thank you.
Adriana?
And William, then.
William, go ahead. You haven't spoken yet. Then I'll take you, Adriana.
Okay, thank you. As a member of the Finance Committee, I think Joseph, I think we should submit to the PNB the bequest motion that was passed, I think it was in June.
That's correct. There was a bequest motion.
That's the one that's on the from WBAI?
Yeah, I believe R. Paul should have sent that in the report to the secretary.
Yeah.
I'm sure has that been received?
I believe that's the one in the closed session.
All right, then we'll address it there.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes.
I don't think it was closed session. I'm sorry, this is William.
Did you look at the closed session? Did you look at the closed session motion?
No, but I don't think it belongs on closed session. It was not a closed session issue in finance.
But we're already past agenda approval. I mean, we've already approved the agenda. We can't change this. Okay.
Now, that's not true. It's a motion from a committee during the committee report.
Well, it was not brought to my attention during the coordinating committee, so it's not. I don't know where it is. We don't have time to look for it right now, and unless you have can send it immediately, then we could do it. But
I can send.
I said immediately. If you have it at hand, and you can then you can read it out loud.
A minute, yeah.
No, okay, I said immediately.
No, I can't do it immediately as you're
okay, speaking.
Okay, then
we'll put it
in a minute or
next,
three.
All right, then we'll put it in the next meeting, and please bring it up in the coordinating committee.
That's not acceptable. This is supposed
to be
a motion
ruling
from the finance committee. So the finance committee should be submitting it right now.
I haven't seen it. So that's my ruling. Okay. Any other questions for the finance committee? Adriana?
I'll let it go.
Hello?
Adriana was on the stack?
Yes. My question is, that's different. My question is for the finance committee. But all the other committees are bringing motions of the committee, but the finance committee cannot.
My point is that they did not bring it until just now. And
well, I don't see the agenda.
I would have allotted more time on the agenda if I had known about that. I knew about these other motions. Okay.
You knew, but we don't. The agenda doesn't specify anything. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm ruling that there's no if we did that, we would not be able to get to any of the other committee reports or motions. And so we're not going to do it this time. It's something you can do in the future. It's not urgent.
Okay, Madam Chair, may I ask the committee chair, the finance committee chair, a question?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's why you're on the stage.
Oh, God. Joseph, you are the chair of the finance committee, right?
Right.
Okay. Did you talk to the NIDA people, and do you have any numbers from them or any idea of how their work is, what exactly they are doing and how is it work? Did you spoke?
I had no direct contact with the NIDA people. The only information I've gotten is the same reports that occur in the meetings here at the PNB. So that's the limit of my information from them, and I've not been contacted outside of the normal PNB meetings.
Okay, it means that they never come to a finance committee meeting. Thank you.
Oh, no. They did attend one finance committee meeting and gave us some information on what their intentions were. As far as I thought you were asking if they'd given us information regarding the foundation. That they haven't. They
yes.
simply was telling us on what their plans were as far as their future work plans. Okay?
Okay, but no financial information since then. Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this bill, we've spent over eight minutes on this committee.
Thank you.
Just
want
to let you know.
All right, yeah, we're done now. The audit committee does not have a report. Governance committee has not yet met. Strategic planning committee. Alex, are you with us?
Yes, Madam Chair, I was muted. The strategic planning committee last met. Yeah, let me give my report. The Strategic Planning Committee last met on July 23rd in the course of our work.
Whoa, wait a minute. We lost the stream again. Fred, are you there? Please look into it. Okay, it's being recorded, so go ahead, Alex.
Okay, we last met on July 23rd. In the course of the last several meetings, we decided to parcel out some of the work of the committee into various work groups. So we established a work group for the financial dimension of strategic planning. We had another work group for the programming and content dimension of strategic planning, another one for governance and mission. And I don't remember if we had another one as well, but those are the three I recall anyway. And each of those work groups did report back, and we have adopted one of the products of those work groups from the governance and mission work group. We have a survey that you all should have gotten, and perhaps Carol can speak a little bit on that. She was heavily involved in this. And that's the survey is, at least to begin with, only for national board members. Okay, so that's one item. Now, we did get back a report from the finance work group, and there were some, basically, there were some general questions and kind of a direction we want to go in, but I'm not sure, but I don't think there was a motion, but perhaps you can correct me, Madam Chair, since you were taking minutes at that meeting. Finally, the programming work group did come back with a motion that was approved by the July by the Strategic Planning Committee, and I would like to introduce that motion to the full board. May I read the motion, Madam Chair?
One second. There was a motion, but it was a recommendation to the PNB, and I could just read it if you know it doesn't have to be voted on, but it.
Well.
It's up to you.
Well, let's. I mean, this is actually a motion that will have to be voted on. So let me read that motion, and we can begin discussion on it.
Okay.
Be it resolved that Pacifica take immediate steps to begin to function as a network. The executive director will appoint a national programming director who will be tasked with the job of coordinating national programming with the local programming directors. This position can be filled initially with either a volunteer or an interim hire. Further, that a national program director be sought, there be a search for a national programming director that conducted with the understanding that initially the job would be filled by a volunteer who would initially be given an honorarium of no more than $1,000 a month. But with the understanding that the position will hopefully turn into a full-time paid position. Future higher funding for this position will be sought for this position and program. Further, or additional funding be limited to funds raised specifically for this position, national programming, or put into future budgets. Further, that the executive director be charged with doing the search and hiring of this person. And that the National Program Director organize a Pacifica channel to make programs from throughout the Pacifica network easily available to each Pacifica station. I'm sure that applies to the affiliates, by the way, although it's not in the motion. That a one-hour-a-day Pacifica-wide program be implemented that will initially include the best programming from each listening area. Each station will be required to schedule this network-wide program and contribute to it, and that steps be taken to revive a Pacifica-wide news service to complement the local news. May I motivate this motion, Madam Chair?
Yes, Alex.
Okay. This motion comes out of discussions on the Strategic Planning Committee, and it is part of the holistic approach we are trying to take toward strategic planning. We understand, of course, that there are financial implications in everything we do, but we also understand that a real recovery of Pacifica means we have to address the content that we provide. And if there is any logic to the supposition that the fall off in revenue has something to do with loss of listeners and that this in turn has something to do with our content, and I'm not saying that's the only issue involved there, but it's certainly a major factor, then we have to address that. And I think one of the things that we can do very quickly is begin to function as a network when until now, for a very long time, we have been functioning as five sort of loosely affiliated stations. We would have much more reach as a network, and we would have much more visibility throughout the country and in all different media markets. And these are the beginning begin, I would say, really baby steps to begin to implement that kind of a vision. And I hope other members of the Strategic Planning Committee can weigh in on the discussion. Thank you.
Adriana?
Thanks, Joseph,
Alex.
Against.
Okay. I take two for and two against on this motion.
Joseph, against.
Yes. Wait, so I've got Adriana and Joseph. Are you for or against?
Madam Chair, Benito, request for information.
Yes, what's your request for information?
I couldn't hear earlier when Alex was talking, so I just want to know, is this a report or, a motion from the Strategic Planning Committee or one of the work groups?
It is a motion from the Strategic Planning Committee.
So it was approved already by the committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Joseph, I want to speak again.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Joseph.
All right. I appreciate the sentiment involved. We'd like to have a national news service, but from my point of view, the motion itself is fundamentally flawed. It has no specific measurable goals to either measure whether the position is doing anything successful for us or if the employee can be evaluated to their being successful performance for the foundation. And I feel like this is yet another case where it would be easily abused, where we can see yet another friend hiring a friend for the network that doesn't actually benefit the foundation. If we're going to do this, we need to get a motion that has some achievable and measurable metrics, and especially for like a news service, we also need, it has to have a support mechanism to actually enable such a person to get a news service going. So I just feel this motion doesn't have what it takes to achieve any of the good-sounding reasons that it reports, but I just don't see it getting in. Thank you.
Is that an amendment?
No, it's not an amendment. It's an objection. I'm against the motion.
Okay. Who's for? Who's for this motion?
I'll speak for it.
Okay, go ahead, Jan.
Yes. I think that getting into measurable achievements and things that we want is an important thing and a good thing, but it gets into micromanaging, and the PNB is or should be infamous for its micromanagement and not actually dealing with the bigger issues, which is what we're supposed to be dealing with, like saying, okay, we want to go in this direction, and then assigning our executive director to go in this direction. And this is what the Strategic Planning Committee is supposed to be doing. And that is to have a bigger vision and say, okay, this is a vision of what we want to do and kind of how we want to go about doing it. And then we let the executive director carry that task out and create measurable goals and create this and that and the other. We're not supposed to be hiring. Our job as board members is to hire the executive director, hire the CFO, and then they are supposed to be hiring the clerks and the staff and the development director and the program director and all this stuff. That is not our job. We're supposed to give direction, and this is a concrete example of giving direction. Thank you.
Thank you,
Carol.
I'll take one more again.
Benito.
Was that okay? All right. I know Adriana, you're on there, but Benito hasn't spoken for or against the motion yet. Go ahead, Benito.
Well, that's okay. I can see.
Okay, you're going to defer to Adriana. Okay, Adriana, please go ahead.
No, Madam Chair, my point was a point of information, but that's okay. Let Benito talk.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let Benito finish with what he wants to say, okay. And I will ask my question.
Okay,
so I have two concerns. Number one, I keep looking at the clock, and the clock is ticking. And we have X number of months left to pay off these loans. And I'm, like, amazed that this strategic planning committee has spent all these months and still has yet to produce a fundraising plan, which I would think would be at the center of any kind of strategic planning, anything. So whereas, you know, I can dig some of the gold, you know, in the motion, I think it's misplaced.
30 seconds.
Okay, I'm almost finished. And, you know, just doesn't hit the mark. You're focusing on the wrong thing because programming is going to take a long time to bring in money. That's number one. Number two, I'm almost finished. You know, I have a concern about racism. Let me repeat. A concern about racism. And all historically, as far as that, since I've been involved, the PMB and, you know, has historically discriminated.
Finish your sentence, please, Benito.
Yeah, okay. So this motion does not speak to how the historic racism will be dealt with in order to make sure that PFW and other stations, CFT and BAI, are not discriminated against in this new national programming push.
Thank you very much, Benito.
We're also over time for this agenda item.
Right.
Now, can I have my point of information?
And okay. Carol, four.
Okay, we're out of time for debate. What's your request for information, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. I share the motion, and I don't know if they are asking us to vote on something. We said before that we need to refer motions to the Finance Committee to see where we have the money, but in this case, it's not. That is a question. Is any money on this? I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I finish? Is any money already set aside or decide from where that money will come, or will be another friendly director or friendly friendly being hired into
okay,
this?
Okay, that's a rhetorical question. That's not really a request for information.
Where is the money? I'm asking for the money. Is set aside
right.
In the motion? They talk about that?
It's not in the motion. Yeah, it does talk in the motion about limiting it to $1,000 honorarium per month. Okay, that's
not
where
the money is coming from.
That's not
okay,
where it's coming from. Okay, so time for a vote on this. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Corey.
Pass.
Pass. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes, here wagon.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Pass.
Pass. Lark.
No.
No. Loffer.
Pass. I'm on mute on.
Pass. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
No.
No. One moment. Chris, you passed?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sabrina, you passed?
I'm going to abstain on this, too. I think it's
abstain. Abstain. Ken, you passed?
I'm also going to abstain.
Abstain. Mm-hmm. One moment. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm sorry, could you say the vote again?
8 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions.
Abstain.
Chair abstains. 8 yes, 6 no, 4 abstentions.
Thank you. This motion passes. Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Carol. May I say something about the survey just really quickly?
No, you have mentioned it in the, you have 30 seconds. Okay, you have 30 seconds.
Okay. When this was transferred from the Word document that we did as a committee, Mansoor did a lot of work putting it in, and I think Mansoor was part of the program committee and had not originally been the subgroup. And had not originally put stuff in our other discussion. So there's some additions in the program in the programming arena, but it really is something that covers everything that we talked about and was put into the monkey form so that it's more easily figured out and summarized. That's it.
Could you briefly tell people how to vote? I mean, how, you know, did they get the email and how they
It was sent out as a
fill out the survey.
Yeah, and you don't you can do it. It was sent as a survey so that you can do it anonymously if you wish. You cannot fill out your name, and you don't have to fill out your station. You may have to put in an email, but it doesn't have to be your own. But the Survey Monkey requires an email, so. You know, I don't know if it'll let any old email or whatever, but we tried to do it so that it was people could do it anonymously rather than in a Word document.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana, what's your request for information?
If I don't mistake, we vote already an agenda, and that 7 minutes ago. No, 7 minutes ago, we have a time certain for a motion that is not even on the floor.
Right. And
we are almost at the time of the second certain motion. How can we work that?
To handle that. Thank you. I'll tell you right now. So the motion that I had on the floor in item 7 is, since we've heard, 7H, since we heard from the ERISA attorney. It's not necessary. This motion is out of order. So I'm ruling this motion out of order. So we don't have to vote on it, and we can go straight to item 8.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Can Carol tell us when the survey was sent out? For the PNB?
It was sent out by Mansoor, but the it says, because it's a Survey Monkey, let me look and see what it says. It says something like gvfjdr@gmail, and it was
what,
at 5:21 Eastern, and it says PNB Director Survey Correct Version.
And this was today?
Yes. Yes.
Madam Chair, Benito, request for information.
Well, what's your request for information?
Also today.
Benito, what's your request for information?
Yeah, could Carol summarize her proposal again? I'm totally confused. I don't understand what's happening here.
I'll ask her. No, I'm going to ask her to email you. Okay.
I'll email everybody.
But this would not be, let me ask this. This would be,
we don't need to vote on this. We don't need to vote on the survey. And she can explain it to you in the email. So we're going to move on to item 8 now because we're running out of time. It's time to vote on item 8, which is a motion that needs to get moved.
I move the motion, the conflict of interest policy motion, Madam Chair.
Okay, we don't have time for a debate, but I'll read it. And this is just this was a suggestion to shore up our internal control on conflicts of interest on conflicts of interest policy, and I took up Tom's suggestion to develop a form for the board to fill out annually. Many boards, maybe if not most boards, do this. They fill out these forms annually, and then they don't run into, you know, they deal with the conflicts of interest, the potential conflicts of interest, and rule them as not a conflict, or they accept it because it's in the benefit of the found of the organization. So the motion is Pacifica's interested persons, as per bylaw Article 13, conflicts of interest, the interested persons will disclose annually in January any potential conflicts of interest using a form to be developed by the ED or IED, where they will disclose all material facts related to actual or potential conflicts of interest that are needed to determine whether a conflict of interest exists, and if so, whether it is in the foundation's or foundation radio station's best interest to nonetheless enter into a contract or a transaction. And that's wording right out of the conflict of interest policy. So we don't have time to debate this. The vote on this was 10:20.
Bill, move to extend time. Can I move to extend time? Bill?
For how long?
10 minutes.
That will take us to the vote, the next vote, next time certain.
Well, we haven't had a chance to discuss this at all.
Yeah,
do we have to do it tonight? I guess a request for information. Does this have to be done tonight?
It's on the floor. You can vote it up or down. Madam Secretary, take the vote.
Well, I move to postpone.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Okay, I heard Bill move to postpone, and I heard somebody else, but I didn't hear what it was.
Okay, the vote on the floor, it's too late to postpone.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So I'm confused. So Bill had a question, and then he turned it into a motion to postpone?
He cannot do that. Wow. He cannot.
Yeah, it's only in order if you've been given the stack to discuss the subject. This is not of order.
May I make a motion to postpone? I mean, excuse me, to postpone it till the next meeting? Can I be on the
point
stack
of
for that?
Order, Madam Chair.
Okay. Chair, are you muted?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I was muted. Yes. Thank you. Yes, Bill, that was out of order. And I said we're already going to a vote. We don't have time to debate, so we just have to go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Chair, I don't have a second on this.
Oh, is there a second?
I move the motion.
Request for information?
Agenda.
Request for information? I lost my place. What is this motion we're voting on?
It's a motion to have interested parties fill out a form on potential conflicts of interest annually, and for the ID to develop that form for us to fill out.
Okay.
We pass 4 minutes.
It's a formality in our internal controls.
Madam Chair, your parliamentarian said last time that if a motion goes on the floor and nobody seconds it, but then it moves forward, it's considered automatically seconded.
Oh,
so that's already
right.
been resolved by your parliamentarian.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Let me correct something, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, John.
If discussion has taken place, then it is as if it were seconded. Discussion has to take place.
Okay, so discussion hasn't really taken place because I haven't allowed it.
Yeah, because I would have seconded it. It's never came up. I thought it was already on the floor.
Okay, all right, I'll take your second. Let's go to a vote, please.
What are we voting on?
We're voting on the conflict of interest.
Okay.
The form, you know, creating the form and have, you know.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Aaron. Pass. Pass, Nave.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Pass.
Crozier.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Here wagon.
Abstain.
Jacobs.
No.
Lark.
Pass.
Lauffer.
Pass.
Randall.
No.
Sabah. Can't hear you. Steinberg.
Pass.
Travis.
No.
Voorhees.
Pass.
Washington.
Yes.
Going back. Aaron, you passed?
Yes.
Corey, you passed?
Abstain.
Lark, you passed?
Yes.
Lauffer, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah, I didn't hear you. I don't hear you. Steinberg, you passed?
He's muted. Maybe he did that on purpose. I didn't. Let me just unmute him and see if that helps. No, I cannot unmute him. He'll have to unmute himself.
I can do it. I can try doing it. You have to go to the name on the list.
Okay.
I just
did.
There.
Okay, go ahead,
Mansoor. Mansoor, how do you vote on this? Are you there, Mansoor?
Come on.
Who is that? All right, I'm going to move on. Steinberg, you pass.
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain. Voorhees, you pass.
Abstain.
Hello?
I voted no on the motion.
Okay. Mansoor voted no.
Thank you.
Okay. One moment. I have 8 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Chair abstains. 8 yes, 5 no, 4 5 abstentions.
Okay, this motion passes. Thank you. Now we'll go to the first item of unfinished business, which is the getting back to the restricted accounts for the proceeds of the sale of the NACPON and remaining funds from the loan.
I move the motion, Madam Chair.
All right.
So we got a second.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Second. Joseph.
Thank you. Okay. This is a follow-up to something we had needed to get back. We said we were going to get back to it. After we found out how much money we had, so I'll read it for you. Whereas the proceeds of the sale of the NACPON National Office Building were restricted to use for covering costs of solving the pension plan issues and completing the audit. I meant to put in the date that we had that.
I think it was May 10th.
Okay. Thank you, May 10th. And the PNB moved that the remaining funds from the loan also be restricted to be used to be determined. I was going to strike that from the motion because I don't, that was after that. The PNB moves that the remainder of the funds from the loans also be used for cost solutions dealing with the pension plan issues and paying for the 2017 and 2018 audit. And
this is,
again, we're past time for debate.
This is Janet for the minutes.
Yes.
You made some verbal changes. I need the actual motion emailed.
Okay. I will email that. I'm going to be putting May 10th into that resolution and striking I'll leave it in there because you'll be able to find it if you see the resolution.
It's Bill for the stack.
So we're out of time for debate. Because
can we clean up language at least? This is kind of a request for information. Can the language, some of it, be cleaned up?
Would you like to email a suggested change?
Well, okay. I'll try. I mean, I agree with the intent. There's just some things that need to be clarified in there.
So you what's unclear? I'll take that as a request for information.
Well, the PNB moves. It shouldn't be moves. It should be, you know, decides or something. And then also the remainder of the funds use of loans also be used for costs solutions. I don't think cost solutions. I think you meant to. I assume you meant to say something else there.
You're right. Okay.
It doesn't make sense to say for costs solutions.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, just strike costs. Are there any objections?
Well, objections to what?
So it's going to, I'll change it to, instead of costs, for cost solutions, changing it to for solutions. So it would be PNB moves that the remainder of the funds from the loans also be used for solutions dealing with the pension plan issues and paying for the 2017 and 2018 audits.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
We know exactly the amount, and the amount is in a is in an account that is untouched till now, right? Like we passed the solution, the resolution before. It's in a secure account, and how much is that that amount? Because it's strange that it's not here in this motion.
We know exactly how much that was emailed by Tom,
and it's in a secure account.
There's an account being set up for it to go into, but there's an accounting of it being kept, and it will be put in that secure account as soon as that account is set up. Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that, because we passed a motion before saying that that will be put immediately in a secure account. We said that. We approved that. And you are telling me that it's not, I mean, can you make the people that have the dog to stop?
Whoever's puppy is that, please mute your phone.
Well, you know where the noise is coming, Madam Chair. Maestro give you that option.
I don't see where it's coming from. It looks like it's coming from you.
Yeah, obviously I'm speaking.
Could be Tom Voorhees. I'll try muting. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So
my question is...
I answered your question. The fund, the account is being set up, and we said that when we originally passed that other motion.
No, we passed the motion.
The only thing that this motion is addressing is that we said we would designate what it was for. That's all this is addressing.
I understand, Madam Chair. My question is a different question. The PMB already sent a directive. We vote in that money be secure, being in an account that wasn't touched. Now you're telling me that the information that I'm receiving is that that account wasn't even set up yet.
That's right. But that's not...
And the motion of the PMB are there when it's needed. We don't need to comply.
Adriana, please.
You can choose.
Adriana, your question has been answered. Thank you.
Chair, right, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
That account is in the process of being set up. It's almost set up.
And where is the money?
It's in the general account. And it's being kept account of. You received an account of it from Tom as to how much has been spent and how much remains. So we're going to vote on this now, whether or not to... The amount that remains is going to be from the loans. The amount that remains from the sale of the Nakapon has already been restricted for a specific use, and this is to vote on restricting the use of the remainder of the funds that were from the loans.
Can you read the correct motion that we are voting on, please?
Whereas the proceeds of the sale of the Nakapon National Office Building were restricted to use for covering costs of solving the pension plan issues and completing audits, and the PNB moved that the remaining funds from the loans also be restricted for use to be determined, see resolutions, the PNB moves that the remainder of the funds from the loans also be used for solutions dealing with the pension plan issues and paying for the 2017 and 2018 audits.
William, point of information.
What's your request for information?
Thank you. It is a request. You're right. They changed the way that's referred
What's
to.
What's your request
Thank
for
you.
Information?
I think you didn't yet address Bill Crozier's valid point that the PNB doesn't move anything. Somebody moves it, and the PNB approves it. You have fuzzy wording there. Thank
oh,
you.
Okay. right. So.
Please change moves to directs.
Thank you.
Alpha point of information.
I'm going to change it to directs. Is there any objection? Okay. Ken, what's your point of information?
Well, what else could it be used for if it's not used for those things? Or what in addition could it be used for the money?
General operations, salaries, some other project.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm going to, Janet, I'm going to send you this. So the final sentence is the PNB directs that the remainder of the funds from the loans also be used for solutions dealing with the pension plan issues and paying for the 2000 and 2018 audits.
Madam Chair, I think I sent out what you had so that
thank
it's,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
All right, Janet.
Do you have all the people that most moved and seconded and the new motion? Janet, go ahead.
Well, you have this the date. Carol said it was May 10th. I'm not sure if that was the date for that resolution. Can that be just left to be entered once that
okay.
date is confirmed?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. Okay, great. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, thank you. Hearing no objections, this motion is approved.
And sorry, Janet, again?
Yes.
So you will send this motion with all the changes, corrections, or somebody else is going?
Actually, Carol says she just sent it.
Although the date is in there, so, you know, just take out the date. Or I can...
No, I need something.
I'll take out the date and send it again.
All right, great. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we go to item 9, lifting the veil of secrecy. And this is a motion made by Alex Steinberg, seconded and debated May 10th, 2018.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Sorry to interrupt, but the closed session is noticed for 10:45.
That's right. I know that. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move to amend that motion.
One second. I'm not done yet.
Thank you.
I'm still speaking. Okay, so it says the special open meeting and postponed to the next regular meeting contingent on the chair consulting with legal counsel. So I did consult with legal counsel, and he said that the vote on this, because it was in closed session, and because closed session is an agreement that it will stay in closed session, so that people will feel free to be able to speak their minds without concern that their comments and their votes will be made public. That's an agreement between all the members to keep it confidential, that the vote on this would have to be unanimous in order for it to pass.
Madam Chair, may I read the motion and motivate it?
Sure.
Madam Chair,
the text of the motion, I think. Madam Chair, was I recognized?
Yes, Alex was recognized. He was speaking.
Thank you. Whereas transparency of the work of the Pacifica National Board is mandated by both the Pacifica bylaws, CPB regulations, and FCC regulations, as well as the desire of the members of the Pacifica Foundation. Therefore, whereas negotiations that once required confidentiality have not been concluded and the terms of loans and contracts have been made public, the reason for their confidentiality has been removed. Be it resolved that the veil of confidentiality be lifted from all PNB executive sessions in 2018 that have been approved by the PNB. The sole exceptions would be any items in the minutes that pertains to 1, personnel issues, 2, negotiations that are still ongoing, 3, confidential discussions with legal counsel. Therefore, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the publication of the approved minutes of the PNB closed sessions for 2018 with the redaction of the 3 exceptions noted above. The PNB authorizes the Secretary of the PNB and the Chair of the PNB and volunteers who wish to assist them to evaluate the minutes prior to publication to ensure that the items that require redaction are in fact removed and no other items are redacted. The final draft shall be submitted to the Pacifica's legal counsel for final approval and possible modification prior to publication. And my motivation is that I think we have a responsibility to report out all the work that we do as long as there is no longer any reason to maintain its confidentiality. And I believe a good 80-90% of the work that we did in closed session is no longer required to be confidential.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, Adriana.
This is, modify that to add for all the 2017.
If we are talking about
transparency, we are talking about transparency is not only this year. Transparency starts with happening in 2017. Okay.
Well,
I agree. If we are transparent, I want my amendment is adding 2017 to this. That is the amendment. If we want that,
I think that was already added to it. Okay, right, Alex?
No, it's not. What he read is only 2018, Madam Chair.
No, but I mean, when we discussed this originally, I believe that amendment was accepted before, wasn't it, Alex?
Absolutely, but he didn't read it.
I don't recall, but we have to start somewhere, and I'm just proposing that we start with 2018. We could have another motion for 2017.
No, we can transparency.
Okay, all right. So we're out of time for debate on this.
William for the stack.
Chair,
this is Janet.
Second the motion.
Right. This motion has it's just to the point now where we have to vote on it. That's all. We already debated it many meetings ago, and the decision was we were not going to vote on it until we got legal counsel, which I did, and which I just relayed to you that this vote has to be unanimous in order for it to pass. So, Matt, is there any objections to this?
Madam Chair, it's a point of information.
Can we include?
Wait a minute. Adriana, what's your point of information?
What Alex just read, mentioned only 2018, and we discussed in 2017, adding 2017, and like Carol just said, we
agree.
2017.
Chair, this is Janet for the minutes.
Yes, Janet.
So it's my understanding that this is a motion that was brought from the WBAI-LSB. It was passed there unanimously. That is a committee of the PNB. So, it doesn't need a second.
No,
Madam Chair, no.
I'm sorry. Speaking to the chair,
That unanimous vote has to do with this unanimous vote.
I'm not. My point is that it's a committee motion. It's not an individual director motion that needs a second.
No, Madam Chair. It's a different motion. We didn't reach the WBAI yet. What are we talking about?
So, as I said, all right, so if this motion passes, if it gets a unanimous vote, then we will vote on the amendment as well, the your amendment, Adriana, that we've already discussed.
No, Madam Chair, I'm not giving this motion. My consent, it doesn't include what we talk about, and it's 2017. The amendment, we vote first. That's the way that that works. We approve the amendment,
okay,
and then we
right.
the make
okay,
motion
we,
as
we,
amended.
All right, thank you. You're right. You're right. Okay, so we have...
Point of order, William.
We have the amendment. 1 second, William. We have the amendment previously, and so we're going to vote on that first, and it has to be unanimous because that was closed session, and then we're going to vote on this one. Okay,
Chair, this is Janet again.
What's your point of order, William?
I believe, Chair, you asked if there are any objections, and I objected, so... We're not unanimous, so I don't know why we're continuing to discuss this.
Well, because we want to vote on this amendment first, because I put it out of order. I did the order incorrectly. So we're going to vote on the amendment. Yes, Janet.
Well, first of all, I didn't get an answer to my inquiry about that this, you know, the way I saw it was the main motion was from the WBAI-LSB. It was not seconded. I mean, it was not even, so Alex read it, but it wasn't seconded. So that's one.
Madam Chair,
two.
Madam Chair, this
please,
is incorrect.
I'm sorry,
this
May,
is
not, I'm not done.
This
I'm
is not a
done.
Motion
not
from
done.
The WBAI-LSB.
Wait.
I'm
listen.
Not done.
No, wait a minute.
May
we
I?
We already dealt with all of this, including what you're talking about, Janet, many, many meetings ago. And we are
I want to know
now.
Whether this is a mo should I put that is the mover is the WBAI-LSB, you know, that it's a committee motion or
I'm speaking to the chair.
Or did somebody on did a director make this motion? Has it I don't have anybody who a record.
Okay, the motion, it says, motion made by Steinberg, seconded and debated on May 10th.
Are you
meeting.
Talking about
so,
motion number one?
Yes.
And what does motion number two have to do with it?
It doesn't.
Oh. So I was looking at motion number two.
Okay. Problem solved.
Sorry.
Okay.
And
well,
then
point of order,
the amendment, the amendment was not seconded.
The amendment was seconded back in May 10th.
Yes, to us.
So, okay.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph, point of order.
Yes, Joseph, what's your point of order?
You just mentioned something about voting for an amendment. All amendments to an motion on the floor require a majority, irrespective of what vote margin is needed to pass the actual motion. So I just wanted to, because you said something that made it sound like it was different. Amendments to a motion are always majority, and then the motion itself has its own standard. Thank you.
All right. Okay, point well taken. Okay, so this will have to be a majority vote on this amendment to add it to Alex's motion. Madam Secretary, would you please take the vote.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes. Is
there any objections? Yes. Are there any objections to adding this amendment to the Alex's motion? Okay, hearing no objections, we're going to vote on Alex's motion as amended. Okay. Are there any objections?
Yes, William.
Okay, this motion fails. And meeting adjourned to...
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yeah?
You still have to record a vote. It is still incumbent on you to vote on the motion.
Oh,
and
okay.
Record the vote.
All right. Okay, all right. Point well taken. Madam Secretary.
I don't know that that's a point well taken. I would disagree. I'll challenge that if that's a ruling. Because you got a legal thing that said it has to be unanimous. I just object.
We have not heard your vote. We have not heard the vote, so we don't know if it's unanimous or not. That doesn't mean you voted against it. You objected. That's different.
My objection would be.
Okay, I'm taking Alex's point. Okay, so Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Yes, would somebody please mute who has some kind of chirping sound? Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Pass.
Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
Pass.
Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis. Carol?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz, you passed?
We vote no.
No.
Chair, this is Chris Corey. Chair, this is Chris Corey. I want to change my vote to yes.
Corey votes yes. One moment. Okay. So, Lark, you passed.
Vote no.
No. One moment. I have 14 yes, 3 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
So, Chair abstains. 14 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention.
So, this motion fails because it had to be unanimous. Okay, meeting adjourned to closed session. And we're already past 7 minutes past the time the closed session is supposed to start.